Hi there. The word for you today is from guesswork to guidance. In Psalm 32 verse 8 we read, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. You know what? You can know God's will for your life. He promises, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Proverbs 3 verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. God wants you to move from guesswork to guidance, but getting there requires four things. First, knowing that God's will begins with surrendering your will. Jesus said in John 5 verse 30, I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. You only recognize God's will as you learn to lay aside your own will. That's not easy. We're egocentric, we're stubborn, we want to do things our own way. It's not easy, but it does get easier with practice. Number two, by keeping a spiritual mindset, it's not possible to sense God's will while you're controlled by self-interest. Paul writes in Romans 8 and 7, the carnal mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Number three, praying for God's guidance. Think about this. David prayed, Psalm 143, verse 10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me. And James the Apostle encourages us in James 1 and 5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. And the fourth way to move from guesswork to guidance is this, reading God's word with a heart that's open to hear from him. Psalm 119 verse 105, the psalmist writes, by your words, I can see where I am going. They throw a beam of light across my dark path. Daily exposure to the word of God will help you to recognize his voice when he speaks to you. Jesus said in John 10 verse 4, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. So, getting to know the voice of the Lord requires spending time with him. But if you're serious about moving from guesswork to guidance, you'll do it. Okay? That's the word for you today.